I never do. In fact, I didn't even know how long that was for a long time. Somebody told me, meant 10 days, and then somebody else just 2 weeks. I said, hang, I don't ever use that word. I don't really care. But let me see. Oh, yeah. If you was talking about somebody that was coming in 2 weeks, or you were going to time it like, say, the next, say, not this Sunday, but next Sunday, what would you
think? Oh, I would say next Sunday. Now, I don't mean next Sunday to be the day after tomorrow, but I mean next Sunday, a week from Sunday.
Mm-hmm. In other words, you wouldn't say like, so they say in here Sunday, a week.
Mm-hmm.
You wouldn't say
mm-hmm.
that, and I wouldn't
mm-hmm.
either.
I said next Sunday.
Pretty odd. Now, let's see. Oh, this is the time thing. We got a cute little clock. And Mary Lou wrote these little signs. Let's see. I told somebody that the other day about this, my old paper clock. Said, you're never going to get to work right. I said, you watch.
You can teach them how to tell time that way.
Well, you know, my children are so time conscious because we have to run on a tight schedule.
Oh, that's 7:30.
And they have gotten where, if I'm the least bit late, you know, I'm in hot water.
A quarter of 12.
Okay. Let's see.
A quarter to 10.
That's good now. Let's see. Now,
I said a quarter of 12 and I said a quarter to 10.
I think it has something to do with the T's, don't you?
It must.
Because I caught myself doing the same thing. And I wondered if that was characteristic. That's one thing that's interesting about this, when you go back and play it over.
Oh. And I'm not even conscious of it at all.
But what's so funny with me is, if I've heard somebody say something, the next time I'll say the same thing, I'm a parrot. Exactly. I'm supposed to talk about years. Now, like, for instance, the present one is called...
1970.
Yeah, and that's...
One.
1971, and that's...
This year.
Uh-huh. And then...
Last year.
And then...
And next year.
That's right. And then if I was today, I'd say, well, it was a year
ago.
Mm-hmm. That's what they got to know, a year ago. Let me see. Suppose it was just about to change into the next day. In other words, in the middle of the night. What would you call it? It's almost...
It's almost 12 o'clock. I would not say midnight. I might say it's almost noon, but I might
I wouldn't say almost
noon. I wouldn't say midnight.
Of course, I'd be absolutely asleep, anyway, if I could. Because I wasn't last night. And I was up at 4:30 typing this junk this morning. Suppose you didn't fall down, but you thought you were
falling. Almost fell.
Yeah, I almost fell. And then suppose you were in a big, somebody was in a big hurry, and you said, well, I'm almost ready.
I'd say I'm almost ready. I'll be ready in a minute.
Yeah, in a minute. And then suppose that you are asking the distance from one place to another. You'd say, well,
how far is it?
Yeah, how far is it? And then suppose somebody was doing something that you wanted to stop them up short. And you'd say, now just wait a minute. Look, you know, look here. How would you say that? Hold up.
Wait a minute.
Well, now let's see. And then you're supposed to say the word, do you go to town? How much do you go to town? You're supposed to say the word.
I go to town often.
Yeah, often. They want to know how you say that. And then, suppose I said, I'm not going to do it. And you said, well, I'm not going to do it.
Either.
And then somebody will say, and then somebody heard you say that and said, well, I'm not going to do it either. In other words, the end.
No, I don't think so. I'm not going to do it either. Again, I don't think I'd say I won't do it neither. That's double negative, isn't it?
No,
I'm going to say neither.
I don't think so. I was trying to figure that out the other day if I ever said it.
But I might say neither will I.
Neither will I.
Fortunately. Uh-huh.